WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Ever feel like your day just takes over? Like you're swept along by the tide of emails, meetings, errands, and all that jazz. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to help you stay grounded, centered, and ready to tackle anything? Today, we're diving into the power of morning journaling, not just scribbling random thoughts, but crafting a mindful routine that sets the tone for an awesome day. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Journaling, that sounds so woo-woo, hear me out." This isn't about becoming some Instagram-ready mindfulness guru. It's about creating space for reflection, intention setting, and honestly, just getting your head straight before the world throws its curveballs at you. Think of it like prepping your mental armor, a daily tune-up to keep your emotions strong and focused. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will help you build your own badass morning journaling routine. First up, start small. Don't pressure yourself to write pages every day. Even 5 minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Start with gratitude. Jot down 3 things you're thankful for. It could be as simple as a warm cup of coffee, the sunshine peeking through your window, or even just a good night's sleep. Shifting your focus to what's positive right off the bat sets a powerful tone for the day. Next, get specific. Big entries like today will be great. Aren't exactly actionable, are they? Think about your goals for the day, work projects, personal commitments, even just how you want to feel. Write down concrete steps you can take to achieve those things. It could be something like finish that presentation draft by noon or go for a walk during my lunch break. Remember, journaling isn't about perfection. It's your safe space to vent, brainstorm, and process your thoughts without judgment. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, or even making sense, just let it flow. Think of it like a conversation with your best friend, raw, honest, and totally you. Embrace the power of prompts. If you're ever feeling stuck, try using journaling prompts to spark your creativity. There are tons of resources online. Search for morning journaling prompts and you'll find a treasure trove of ideas. You can explore anything from self-reflection questions to gratitude exercises or even prompts that help you identify your values and priorities. Finally, make it a ritual. Find a time and place where you feel comfortable and focused. Light a candle. Put on some calming music, or simply enjoy the quiet of your morning. The key is to create an environment that encourages mindfulness and self-reflection. Treat your journaling time like a sacred appointment, something you look forward to each day. Ever feel like you're just drifting through your mornings? You know that feeling when the alarm goes off, you stumble out of bed, and suddenly it's a whirlwind of getting ready, grabbing coffee, and rushing out the door. That happened to me for years. I felt like I was constantly playing catch-up, reacting to the day instead of shaping it. Then, I started incorporating morning journaling into my routine, just 10 minutes every day, and it changed everything. It helped me become more intentional, less reactive, and way more focused. One morning, I had a big presentation at work that I was nervous about. Instead of spiraling into anxiety, I took a few minutes to journal. I wrote down my goals for the presentation, visualized myself delivering it confidently, and even jotted down some positive affirmations. When I walked into the meeting room, I felt calm, collected, and ready to rock. The point is, morning journaling isn't just about clearing your head, it's about actively shaping your day. By taking those few minutes to reflect, set intentions, and ground yourself, you create a foundation of focus and clarity that carries you through the entire day. So, remember, start small, be specific, embrace the imperfections, use prompts, and make it a ritual. And most importantly, have fun with it. This isn't about adding another chore to your to-do list, it's about investing in yourself and creating a powerful foundation for success, happiness, and well-being. Ready to level up your mornings? Go grab a journal, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's get started. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us. Join the conversation on social media or leave us a review. Until next time, keep that stoic armor strong and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.